Blog Talk
All right,
Radio.
Guys, welcome to another episode of the Eagle's Nest with Spencer Boyd and Josh Spiarga.
We're back, man. What up, buddy?
We had a week off. We got Facebook Live going at the same time. This
yeah.
is a first for us. So
different.
Wanted to give the guys and our, you know, your fans, you know, kind of a behind-the-scenes look and, you know, see what all goes on at the Eagle's Nest.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of laid back, right?
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
What do we – you got it pulled up over here.
Yeah. So, well, first, you know, we're going to talk about what all has been going on the last 2 weeks. So no racing for us.
Yeah.
But you've been busy still.
Slam busy. So let's think about it. It's been a couple weeks. So
yeah.
Take you back to after Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
For me
– You didn't come right home, right?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. So right after Vegas – I flew to Texas for the RFD-TV,
okay.
American Rodeo, so that was cool. It's my dog over here.
Yeah.
So,
and we talked a little bit about that on the last podcast.
Okay, yeah. So we did that, hung out there with Record Rack, which was a good time. And then since then, came home, hung out at the shop, getting the Martinsville truck ready, announced our partnership with Easy Red, so
yep.
that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then... traveling again. So went
yeah.
down to Austin, Texas. So I know we haven't talked about that on a podcast.
Yeah.
So went to Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, which is pretty cool. Was down there with Crowd Cow. So that was fun talking about how it's important to know where your meat came from. And it's pretty cool. So learned one thing that in a pound of ground beef, there could be traces of 500 different cows.
Really?
In that. So pretty crazy. You can actually know exactly what farm or ranch that your ground beef came from through Crowd Cow. So pretty cool. If you go to crowdcow.com/Spencer Boyd, you get $25 off your first order. It's real simple. Go on there. Great food. So whether it's ground beef, full chickens to Wagyu, I got to experience Wagyu for the first time down in Austin, Texas.
How was that?
At Shake Shack. It is different, but it's delicious.
Yeah.
Like,
different
I can understand. Yeah, I mean, it's just the quality. Everything I've had from Crowd Cow is really delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Wagyu is just, like,
I'm jealous.
Classy.
I haven't had any yet.
It's definitely classy.
We need to work on that.
So then from there, I went down to, or not down to, I went up to 1A Auto in Massachusetts,
we'll get to
New Hampshire.
We'll get to
yeah,
that.
We'll talk about that.
We can't spoil that.
All right, we won't spoil it.
So let's go ahead and we'll do our intro here, and we'll get things rolling here on the Eagle's Nest.
Yeah.
Spencer Boyd, I'm Josh, the PR guy, with the man himself.
What's
Spencer
up?
Boyd.
I'm trying to pull up the tweet.
Yeah, so we're going to go ahead and talk about our kick-ass tweets of the week.
Perfect.
Brought to you by Kick-Ass Beef Jerky. And how's that turkey jerky, by the way?
It's delicious.
You got some more of that? Is that what
so,
you got right there? That's the original.
This is old-fashioned.
The OG.
I had some turkey jerky today.
Yeah?
Delicious. Right after that morning run.
Yeah.
That was fun.
That was fun. We got Hunter.
They're trying to pull this up.
Yeah. We'll find it in just a second here. No worries. So I'll go ahead and fire off while you look for that. It was saved on my phone, but we got the Facebook Live going. Yeah, it's going to be early March, I believe. But our kick-ass tweets of the week, we got a lot to talk about, right? Because
he deleted it?
No. He retweeted it.
I don't see it.
It's okay. We'll find it here in a second. So our kick-ass tweets of the week, we missed a lot, right? With last week. So our first thing, which is what you're looking at, Daniel Suarez versus Michael McDowell. And
so, like, okay. Woo! Take it back.
Don't go into it right now because we're going to just list
okay.
them. So
Daniel Suarez
yeah.
versus Michael McDowell.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And then we're going to talk about 1A Auto. You going up to 1A
Fun
Auto,
trip.
And
Fun
I saw
trip.
You jumping in the back of a truck. So I want to hear all about that.
It's a good time.
Then your new sponsor.
Easy Red.
For Martinsville Speedway.
Yeah.
Got to go up to Martinsville Speedway and do a little media with them. So
that was fun.
That was fun. Kind of our unveil that day.
Chat about that.
And then I know you were excited about this one.
Kyle Busch.
Yeah.
200 wins. Wow.
Unbelievable. And
legend.
Talking about all he does is win. So he's right. All he does is win. And then finally we'll preview Martinsville Weekend.
Man,
and going back to the race track. So let's go ahead and we'll jump into this first topic. I'll play a little song for us here and see if we can find that tweet, and then we'll jump right into it.
The tweet from Jeff Burton. So it's weird being on Facebook Live.
I know.
Like even
guys,
when I mute it,
you guys get to see all behind the scenes, trying to find our tweets and everything.
Jeff Burton, racing will take through every emotion possible. The amount of work, sacrifice, and passion that it takes to be successful is exceptionally high. There are times that the emotion overcomes you. Jeff knows this.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of many reasons why I absolutely love racing. So he retweeted the NASCAR on NBC. A fight broke out during qualifying at ISM Raceway. Daniel Suarez, Michael McDowell with raw emotions overflowing.
So you and I know we both didn't see this live because I saw you jump on Twitter. You were asking the fans what was going on. And I admit it too. So I just saw social media go crazy about, you know, a disagreement and it turned into a legit fight. What did you make out of all that? Did you think it was all ridiculous,
crazy.
Or do you like it, or you know?
Well, I like the raw emotion for sure. Those are just two guys that you wouldn't expect, right?
Yeah.
Daniel Suarez has always been the quiet guy. Sleeper won that Xfinity Series championship,
mm-hmm.
But he's just kind of like done his thing. You don't really see him get mad or do anything crazy. And then the other guy, Michael McDowell, you don't see.
You're
him.
Actually. You know, buddies with
race go-karts with him, ask him for advice. Good guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of sponsors of his, you know, like you wouldn't see him being like a fighter or like someone that like would go.
He seems very passive.
Yeah.
Like he's not going to
And boom, these two get in a fight. And like someone tweeted and said, this is little did I know, Daniel Suarez and Michael McDowell is the fight that I needed. And it's like, what? Like, that's the fight you needed? Like, this is what NASCAR needed? I don't know about that. I think NASCAR thrives off of some disagreements and things like that. Like, you love raw emotion. For us, qualifying. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what started the whole thing, and I feel like a lot of people still don't know. Like, somehow someone blocked someone. But at the end of the day, he created this fight, and Daniel wanted them to know that if you don't give me respect, I'm not going to give you respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a guy, there's a lot of people that work on race cars. A lot of effort goes into it, a lot of countless hours.
Mm-hmm.
So going out there and just dumping them, I don't like.
Yeah.
So this actual fighting, like, hey, that was cool.
You'd rather two guys
I'd rather see two guys
off the racetrack.
Yeah, take care of it off the racetrack, hash it out. I mean, should it always be physical? I don't know.
Yeah.
It was entertaining
for
sure. No one got hurt. I like that the crew guys somewhat stayed out of it. Like, you saw a couple of crew guys just standing
it's
there watching.
The crew chief.
But, who's that? Drew
Blickenster, I believe,
So he got up in there. And you got to let people know that you're frustrated and aggravated.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was good. It was great hype. I mean, normally cup qualifying's pretty boring, right?
The last 2 weeks have been just really entertaining with qualifying. Obviously, we had the whole deal last week with the guys not getting the time lap in and waiting so long. And
Dillon got the pole, right?
Yeah, Austin Dillon. So, qualifying's been really –
I saw someone tweet and say Jimmy Johnson, and he replied, like, Jimmy Johnson, you could have got the pole or something. I'm like, people are savages, which is funny.
Yeah.
If you scroll up, Jeff Burton made another tweet
that
said, it's hard for me to read so much negativity on social media. Being positive sure feels better.
Yeah.
And that's cool. Like, We're on social media a lot, and like positivity is great. And as a driver, you have good weeks and bad weeks. So the positivity helps, and a lot of fans that are listening to this, you know, I appreciate the positivity. You know, one of the first things I do when I get out of the truck after a race or after qualifying, jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook, check out my fans, and it's cool to see all the encouraging words.
Yeah.
I know that's off task, but.
No, that's cool. So you like the entertainment overall? Like
overall, I thought it was great.
Yeah.
That was cool. No one got hurt, and that's important, and they could both race, and they let each other know that they were ticked off.
So I got to know. You've obviously been racing your entire life, right?
For
you started really young, gone through go-karts, legend cars, late model. I mean, people don't understand. Sometimes they just look at your professional career and you're like, oh, you know, you haven't been racing real long, but it's all you've ever known, really.
Yeah.
So whether you're on the national stage of NASCAR or you're like at a go-kart track or a legend car track, I'm sure you've had some run-ins. So with all this, you know, fighting, people being upset, it got me thinking, what's a good Spencer Boyd, you know, fight or disagreement or something that you've had after a race or during a race? So
yeah.
I'm sure you've got some good stories. So
for sure.
I want to hear one.
It's probably too many to list. I mean, there's different points in my career, right? So one that comes to mind is I was racing legend cars at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and a kid and I were battling it out week in and week out, whether it was Concord, Rockingham, Charlotte. And Charlotte Motor Speedway had the summer shootout sponsored by Bojangles or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big deal, right? Televised all throughout the nation, like tape delay type thing.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to win there.
Sure.
And I got dumped the first race of the 10 race series. And Lenny Baticki, who still interviews me to this day, runs over. And I saw everyone run over, and they got the news crew and everything there. And they're like, Spencer, how do you feel? And I was like, calm. I was like, hey, you know, it's all good.
Was this like for the win?
For the win.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Got turned leading with like two to go for the win. And finished like fifth or something.
Okay.
And I was really aggravated.
Yeah.
But I kept my composure.
Sure.
And then everyone was like, Spencer, like, why were you mad? I'm like, oh, I was super mad.
Yeah.
And they're like, we couldn't tell on TV. And I'm like, okay, you know, bummer, right?
Yeah.
Well, then I'm like, okay, I don't want to be the guy that just rolls over and just is okay, right?
Yeah.
And I went on to win like two in a row. Like back to back there, and that was big, and should have won the championship, but me and that same guy got into it, and every time he would get into me, boom, I'd lay the bumper back. They talk about the chrome horn. I became really aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't physically get in fights, but definitely got aggressive, used choice words after the races and things like that. So never in a physical fight, but definitely got out, talk about things with different drivers, and that year I won 23 out of 43 races.
Whew.
So there was a lot of people mad at me, and I was mad at a lot of people because there were 20 races that I felt I should have won.
You were telling me just the other day, like, just on a local level, you had to have security escorts.
Yeah,
at
Hickory,
Hickory
and late models,
just
I had
from,
security.
Just from winning a lot and just being that guy?
I think it comes from winning a lot, you know, like I was fortunate enough to drive a lot of really good race cars and win a lot of races, and I had a lot of guys have my back. And in late models, we won a lot of races and people got mad. So sometimes I had to have someone take me to the pay window.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, that's what my car owner, Scott, wanted. And Steve, my late model crew chief, he worked really hard on my stuff. So we were there to win races.
That's what you're there to do, though, at the end of the day, right? And
just
like this, and even though it's on a smaller scale, guys put so much time into things and so much work. And then, you know, if you go in and someone roughs you up or does you wrong, you feel you're not going to be happy about it.
Yeah,
so
you got to let people know. And these days with social media, you don't want to be the guy hiding behind the keyboard.
Sure.
So I think now more than ever, it is really important to go tell the guy, hey, you know, I don't like what you did, or, you know, you keep doing that.
Yeah.
I'm going to ruin your day, and that's okay. And you got a lot of sponsors making you creating the opportunity for you to race.
Yeah.
So you can't go out there and just be a rollover.
Yeah,
you know, laid out.
For sure. Well, I'm glad you haven't gotten any physical.
It's never too late.
Yeah. Well, at least since I've been with you.
Right? It could happen.
If I do, I come in and help. Do I hold you back? You know, so that's.
Don't hold me back.
Yeah.
Because then you might get punched.
Just let you,
you know what I mean?
Go at it. Yeah. So. Well, that's going to lead us into our second topic here. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
And we're still on Facebook Live.
Yeah.
So normally we like hit mute and we like take a Take a second. Spencer Boyd, Josh PR guy. What are we talking about now, buddy?
Yeah, so that was the perfect song to lead into our next topic here, because I'm sitting – I actually went home to Virginia a couple of days while you were out exploring the country.
Yeah.
And I'm scrolling on Twitter, and all of a sudden I see this video of you jumping in the back of a Silverado pickup with 1A Auto with a boombox. And I'm going – man, I'm not with this guy for like 3 days, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. Like, so,
yeah.
I mean, you kind of hit on it a little bit at the beginning of the show. You went to Texas, right? Hung out with Crowd Cow, kind of explored Austin a little bit. And then you went up to Massachusetts with 1A Auto. So,
yeah.
Tell me a little bit about just kind of what your trip was in general, and then what in the world was that jumping in the back of the truck?
Yeah. So it was cool to go hang out with the 1A Auto folks up there in Massachusetts. Flew into New Hampshire and stayed there. And it was cool to meet a lot of the folks at 1A Auto. They got a lot of employees and big NASCAR fans. So that was cool.
Yeah.
And hanging out with the owner and marketing team. And we got to shoot some cool video. We'll be, like, promoting that.
Yeah, that
here
was really
soon.
Cool.
But
I wish I kind of saw that side of it.
We had smoke and lights and it was a lot of fun. I had my suit on.
You
I had my suit off.
Gate going up and down
yeah.
and all kinds of stuff.
Cool drag car.
Just
needed cool.
your truck there.
Yeah, I wish we would have had it there. Done some burnout, something like that. It was
yeah.
cool. But speaking of bouncing around the back of the truck with boombox.
Yeah,
so
tell me about it.
1A Auto sells a ton of quality parts, how-to videos of how to install those parts, right? So sell you a great part and then give you the peace of mind of do it yourself, right? My dog's crazy.
Tim loves
so,
hanging out.
Through that, one thing that goes bad is your shocks and struts.
Mm-hmm.
So talking about the rear shocks on a truck, it was just squeak, squeak, bouncing up and down.
Yeah.
And we created a cool video. It'll be out soon. But it was me and a couple of the folks from 1A
yeah.
jumping up and down. And we had the boom box. And that was actually the song we had playing.
Was it really?
Stay tuned.
That's
check
funny.
That out. I'm
yeah.
sure 1A Auto will share that. And we'll share it from there.
Yeah. No, it looked like
a
good time. And I wish I could have made the trip with you. But
yeah, maybe next time.
Yeah, hopefully we get up
cool.
there and love to see
and all the 1A Auto folks, they said hello.
Oh, yeah.
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 So, got that in there. Thanks, guys.
Christine, Kristen.
Yeah, everyone up there. It was fun. Did a how-to video with, well, I don't want to spoil it. So
yeah.
Did a how-to video on a Silverado.
Oh.
So check that out.
You look like you covered a lot of stuff in, like, one day, because you weren't there very long.
Yeah,
right?
I was there from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.
So it was literally one day that
like
you did all this stuff in the morning.
Yeah, it's
like
great.
Half the day.
It was just like boom, boom, boom.
Were you
they
tired?
Were so organized. It's cool. I didn't realize I was tired until I got on the plane and just
kind of stopped.
Out.
Yeah.
Like I don't even remember if music or movie was playing or what. But
so this is a little related, but I kind of want to do a subcategory with this because I thought this was a really funny tweet that you had as well, talking about the time difference and everything.
Crazy.
Well, you were Vegas, here, Texas, and then
Massachusetts, and then back to Charlotte.
Holy cow. So, and then we had daylight saving time on top
of
that.
Woo!
So,
that made me nervous about my flight.
Yeah. Because I think it was like the next day or something, you texted me, it was like, hey, let's meet at the shop at this time. And I'm like, what? Don't you mean
that one airport? I texted you and I was like, "Hey, what's your phone say?" Because
yeah.
I think I'm on East Coast time, but because
your phone automatically updates.
Well, it didn't.
But it didn't. Right
it
there.
Didn't. It's crazy. So,
I just saw.
I've been everywhere. So hanging out. What's that?
I just saw Jim Bob's is having a watch party right now.
Right now
with our podcast.
How do you have that?
It just popped up.
I need a break.
Do you think Jim Bob's still
I need
mad
a break.
At it? Do you think he's still mad at me?
Just can't get this open.
Can't
well, I still have a beautiful beard.
I'm going to pull
bottle.
It out. So I can see what's going on here.
All right.
But anyway, so you had a great trip with 1A.
Had a great time.
Shots on video.
In Texas, I was in Austin
yeah.
with Crowd Cow for South by Southwest, and that was fun. Toured all over, so went to the Capitol building.
Yeah.
That was cool. Went to, I don't know, Broken Spoke. It's cool. That's been around a long time. Kimber, get out.
Kimber.
And then.
So you just went to a bunch of what?
Different, yeah,
different
places. Went to University of Texas, Austin.
Uh-huh.
So that was cool.
Ooh,
and yeah, I don't know. That was some different places for
yeah.
sure. So we got a Facebook Live up here.
yes,
Jim
I'm,
Bob's still
I'm
mad.
I'm so mad at you, Josh. Okay, so the funny thing is I'm starting to get the shadow back. My mom lets me clean shaven.
Yeah.
The beard was cool. I liked it. It was getting a little too much for me. So, and I was hoping to kind of change our luck because I know we've had a rough couple of
stretches.
Past couple
weeks haven't been what we wanted. That's okay.
But hey, we'll grow it back. Got that cool Jim Bob's box and the oil and everything.
Yeah. So you don't have a good looking beard.
No, not anymore.
Okay. But I do, and I use Jim Bob's Grizzly Beard
yeah.
hair. Check it out.
What
great
scent,
stuff.
What
I got some
right now.
Because there's different scents.
I like Working Man.
The Working Man?
Working Man's good stuff.
And you got to open your box the other day, finally.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Got it in the
that?
Bathroom. And it's nice. Got some cool stuff. Cool comb. All custom.
Yeah.
Love it.
That's so
cool.
And you can, and, yeah. And fans can go order one too, right?
You can.
And it's free?
Yeah.
Like the engraving part?
The engraving is free, I think.
Wow.
So
you
go
can go get
jbgbc.com.
That's awesome.
Check them out.
Very cool.
Use Boyd 20. 20% off. You can use Boyd 20 everywhere.
Yeah.
You can use Boyd 20
Kick-Ass
for a discount on Kick-Ass.
These are a little too spicy.
One of my favorite.
Though.
What?
Just a little bit. I know.
What?
Hunter had a ton of them this weekend, and he was feeling it.
Well, it's good stuff.
It is
good
stuff. So, all right, let's take another quick little break here, and we'll start talking about your new sponsor.
That's right. And we're still live.
Three:30 in the morning. Not a soul in sight. City's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. Raindrops on the windshield, there's a storm moving in. He's heading back from somewhere that he never should have been. And the thunder rolls. And the thunder rolls.
Back on the Eagle's Nest with Spencer Boyd. I'm Josh Piarga. We're moving right along here, and we are going to talk about your new sponsor for Martinsville.
Yeah, man.
And so you named your 1A auto truck Black Ice, right?
Yeah,
and people
pretty cool.
loved it.
Yeah, good name.
Beautiful looking truck.
Thank you.
And you put out a little poll. We're trying to think of what to name the Easy Red truck, but...
Mm-hmm.
What did you end up coming up with?
So, fans put out there, a few people put out there White Lightning.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's
it's
awesome.
Got lightning bolts, real subtle on the side.
Yeah.
I love that paint scheme. It's really just fresh, cool, simple.
Mm-hmm.
I love red, white, and blue. But I love red for sure. But just to have a Easy Red on board, really great partner. They make flashlights, different tools. So check out easyred.com. Cool paint scheme. Excited to go to Martinsville. I've ran really, really well there in the past. It was my debut.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Excited to go back. First time going back there since 2016. So looking forward to that. And recently we were there for Martinsville test, and you win as well.
Yeah, I was going to say we'll kind of preview our weekend here in a second, but I want to kind of jump back a little bit and talk about the test. So I love Martinsville. That's my home track. I'm from Lynchburg, Virginia, so grew up, about an hour, 15 minutes away.
Yeah.
It was actually my first ever race.
Really?
It was funny. I was probably about 5 years old, and it was Sunday morning, and we were supposed to be going to church, and I'm like, Dad, why don't, you know, my mom and dad, and we're all in the car, and Dad's going, you know, my mom and dad are talking, and going, why, you know, what are we going to tell them? And they said they're going to go visit a sick friend in the hospital named Martin, because, and of course, Martinsville. So we got to Martinsville, and I had no idea what was going on. So I love Martinsville. I've been there twice
first
a year.
NASCAR experience.
Yeah,
everyone's got to have a NASCAR experience. And when I talk to sponsors that haven't been to NASCAR, I'm like, it is an experience. You can't just watch NASCAR on TV and go, you know, yep, that's NASCAR. Like, you can't watch football on TV and go, that's the football experience.
It's all about
you have to go check it out. And that vibration in your chest and just the excitement. I love it. And Martinsville is a great place to go see a race.
Yeah.
Half mile, action-packed, pretty flat track, a lot of side-by-side racing. All in all, really cool place.
Yeah.
And,
so talk a little bit about what the test was. So you didn't actually get to drive during the test.
No.
Unfortunately. Why was that?
Yeah, so since I ran there before and I ran Xfinity last year, not competing for Rookie of the Year. So there's some tweets going around that I'm competing for Rookie of the Year. I'm not.
Yeah.
Missed it. Yeah, just missed it there. So that's up to NASCAR, not us. But that's okay. So through that, my two teammates, the 02 and the 12, got to do the Martinsville test, and that was a real big benefit for just Young's Motorsports. So
sure.
The opportunity for those guys to test is big. For us to be able to look at the data and use it is really big too. And they were fast. There was a GMS truck there, some other people there, so I don't even know if I can talk about that. But
you were out there and
they were fast.
You were in the middle of it. You were, you know,
yeah.
Did you talk to your teammates during the test,
them
what they were feeling?
Yeah, headset on, listening.
Yeah.
Just really paying attention, looking at the changes, kind of making my own assumptions of what worked, what didn't work. You know, the data shows all that, but just knowing, hey, you know, we may not want to go this direction or that direction, or that really helps. Talking to the drivers, Gus and Tyler.
Yeah.
It was good to learn their opinion of the racetrack, and it's a unique place.
Yeah.
So racing there is a lot different than testing there, but looking forward to getting out there and just getting a really good run for my Easy Red guys. And so many partners helped me get to this level, and so many partners that helped keep me at this level. And I think, 1A Auto and Easy Red and Kick-Ass Beef Jerky and just all these guys helping me do this. But I really want to get a good run out there, similar to Daytona.
Yeah.
And I think we can do it. I love that place.
So speaking of Easy Red, while we were there for the test, Kimber is dying for some treats here.
Yeah.
While we were there for the test, you actually got to – that was the day you announced Easy Red, right?
Yeah.
So
we
got to do a little bit of media with Martinsville Speedway. Bit about that.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So got to go out there and in front of the clock, the trophy, which is what we're all going after, is that Grand Pappy clock, is what I call it. But,
Didn't Noah Creston say something about that?
I don't know. He called it the Granddaddy.
Granddaddy
or something. Yeah, I'm going with Grand Pappy clock. So, got to announce that Easy Red was my partner through Martinsville Speedway's Facebook and Twitter and stuff. So that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then we made our own video there. And like I said, love that paint scheme. We're naming it White Lightning.
Yeah,
and
really
check it out. Yeah. Make sure you hashtag White Lightning.
White Lightning, yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
I like
how many
that.
Tweets we can get. If you're out there at the racetrack, take photos of her on the racetrack and tweet it, Facebook it. I'll probably comment. And I just love that racetrack and look forward to getting out there.
Sure. Absolutely. And then we're actually going to have some of the guys from Easy Red at the shop this week too, right?
Yeah.
And,
so we'll be shooting some videos. That'll be going out here real soon. And Josh, you do a good job editing that. And a lot of people know that we love doing the videos and just the grassroots
just fun
deal. It's a blast. So tune in. I'll be in the number 20 Easy Red Chevy Silverado.
Yeah.
I love it. It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Well, let's move on to our next.
Yeah. Sounds good. Let's take a quick little break here.
DJ Chavez.
Hey, yeah.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up. And they stay there. And they say yeah. And they stay there. Cause all I do is win, win, win.
so we're back, and this is all part of it, you know. Facebook Live shows everything that goes on during a podcast. It's unique, right? It's a lot of fun. But, guys, speaking of all I do is win, one of my favorite drivers of all time, Kyle Busch.
You're a big Kyle Busch fan.
I am, deep down.
You a
big Kyle Busch fan.
I was following your Twitter feed during the race. You had some good tweets.
Did you see him coming through the pack there on that restart?
That was my favorite tweet, the one that you posted of Lightning McQueen.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable, though. We were sitting there watching that, and, man, he's just a wheel man, you know?
He is. He's really good at what he does, and whether you like him or hate him off the racetrack, whatever, the fact that he gets the job done week in and week out, and people don't realize how physically demanding it is to drive a race car. This guy does it. Trucks, Xfinity, Cup, all in the same weekend, and he wins.
Yeah,
I mean, so you're the best of the best in all three series. Kurt talked about it. He was in victory lane, and he kind of gave a shout-out to say how worn out he gets just running an Xfinity race. So nothing against Kurt.
Yeah.
But when's Kurt won an Xfinity and a Cup race in the same weekend, let alone all three?
Yeah.
I mean, Kyle's done it at Bristol, too.
Yeah.
I mean, to me.
And he almost did it at Vegas a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I mean, I think Jimmy John's a great race starter.
Absolutely.
And he's accomplished a ton. And all these guys are great in their own right. But not to say Kyle Busch is better than Jimmy Johnson, but to say Kyle Busch hitting 200 wins is incredible.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, Jimmy Johnson getting 7 championships. Mm-hmm. Incredible. 5 in a row. I mean, I just feel honored to be able to watch this, let alone, you know. I share the track with him. To be out there with Kyle Busch is cool. I remember my first race, speaking of Martinsville.
Yeah.
I was walking through the pits, and some people may make fun of me. There is a photo on this phone of me walking through the pits, and Kyle Busch is in front of me wearing his driver's suit, and I'm in a driver's suit, and I took a picture of him from behind. I mean, it's just like Kyle Busch Motorsports on the back of a suit.
Yeah.
And to me, just to be wearing a suit, getting ready to go out there and race with that guy, I mean, that was a big accomplishment
absolutely.
For me. And now I've done it a lot. You know, I've raced Kyle Busch a ton with Xfinity racing last year and trucks this year, and really looking forward to competing with those guys and Kyle out there for the race at Martinsville. And love him or hate him, straight wheel man.
And
all there is
you've
to it.
Talked a little bit about you're one of those guys that enjoys sharing the track with Cup drivers, right? Because a lot of guys, you know, that's kind of an age-old debate, you know, should Cup guys come down series. But you said you like it because you can learn from them, right?
Yeah.
And where you want to be one day.
Right.
So why not go and race them now?
Yeah, for me, I learn every time on a racetrack. And being out there with those guys, a lot of people pay attention to the race because they're in it. And a lot of people give you credit for the days that you beat them or just how close you are to them and things like that. And if you pass them on a restart, things like that, it makes you look real good. And people pay attention to that. So speaking of Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson, those guys, you can't forget about the man who's done it, been there. And he's still at the racetrack every week.
Yeah.
81 years old or something?
Yeah.
Richard Petty, the king.
Absolutely.
And I hate when people compare.
Yeah, I don't want to get into comparing them, but I do want to get your thoughts on it. Just,
yeah.
But
and talking to Bobby Daughter today, right?
Yeah.
I still talk to those guys a lot. You know, Bobby Daughter gave me a great opportunity last year. But talking to him, he's like, can you believe, you know, your boy Kyle won 200? And I'm like, man, it's awesome, right? And we kind of chatted about the difference because he ran back in the day and won an Xfinity race. And just talking about the differences in time period, and he goes, man, the difference is the guys these days winning races run qualifying laps every lap.
Yeah.
And that really stuck with me. I left the shop and got over to Young's Motorsports and was talking to Tyler, and we were talking about racing. I'm like, man, Bob told me this thing. He goes, the guys that are winning racing these days are running qualifying laps every lap. And I'm like, man, it's true. I mean, you're out of breath. You're hustling the car, truck,
every lap.
And I think maybe that's the difference. Back in the day, Richard Petty, those guys, you know, they were lapping up to fourth place or lapping second place 3 times.
Yeah.
It was a different era, right? And the cars weren't built for that longevity of the race.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you don't see people fall out with as many engine failures or ball joints break and things like that. So it's a different type of racing. But Richard Petty was the man then. Jimmy Johnson was the man for like 10 years. I think for 10 years, Jimmy Johnson was the man.
Yeah.
Then overall, Kyle Busch has been kicking butt in truck, Xfinity, and Cup.
But that's
for,
the thing.
For
you
a
can't,
while.
You can't get into a comparison battle because it's just like you said, it's just different time, different era. And what they both have done is absolutely incredible. I mean, there's more races back in the day, right? and the cars were different, but Richard was the man back in the day. And like you said, it's just a change of time, but you can't knock one or the other. I thought it was a really interesting piece. I don't know if you saw it during the cup race, but they kind of had Kyle sit down and they were asking him about the comparison. And he said, look, at the end of the day, Kyle Busch haters are going to discredit anything he ever does, you know?
Yeah.
But
just all in all, I mean,
great accomplishment, though.
Yeah,
either
big
way.
Accomplishment. All those guys, Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, Kyle Busch have accomplished a lot. But you just saw a man win 200 wins between all three series. That's a big deal. Give him some credit.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Just to win one race is a big deal. So 200 is huge. Congratulations, Kyle Busch.
Yeah, absolutely.
All those guys there work hard. He's got a lot of different people helping him win races week in and week out. And it's pretty cool. For me, I can't wait to get my first win. He said, this win feels as good as the first one. And, you know, that makes me smile. And I can't wait to go get my first one. And would love
coming,
to do
buddy.
It this coming
it's,
weekend
it's
with
coming.
Easy Red.
Yeah,
would
absolutely.
Love to. It'd be great.
Well, let's take one final break. Let's get Kimber situated with their treats there.
Yeah.
And we'll finish up here.
One, two, you hear the clock ticking.
Tick-tock.
You about to stop living.
Tick-tock.
I want you to remember me.
Tick-tock.
But the dead don't have no memory.
I'm coming.
Nobody can stop me.
Ain't
nobody can hold me.
Ain't
nobody control me.
I'm coming.
I'm here to do my thing. I'm here to bring the pain. I'm never ever gonna change. Like Tropicana, I got the juice. All for the least.
All right, we are back for our final topic on the Eagle's Nest with Spencer Boyd.
Yeah.
Do a couple of so we're on
Facebook Live
right now. So, guys, we're almost done here. If you guys have any questions for Spencer, go ahead and send them in, and we'll talk about that. But kind of want to circle back around. We started talking about Martinsville, why that place was important to you. But talk a little bit about this weekend, man. You know, you've been off the racetrack for 2 weeks. We've talked about what you've been doing. Now, how do you get back in that mindset of, okay, you know, let's push some of the other stuff I've been doing aside and get focused on racing again?
Yeah, so for me, it's watching a lot of film, reviewing those notes from the test, working with my crew chief, Panda, watching some video, knocking out some laps on the simulator, just refreshing, looking at my old notes from 2016 and just excited to get to Martinsville and great sponsor, Easy Red. It's going to be a great race. Love Martinsville Speedway, and I feel like I'm prepped pretty good for this race and looking forward to getting out there. And we got guys from Arms List coming out, Easy Red.
Yeah.
All in all, got some great partners on board. Looking forward to getting out there. Had a great run. You know, got involved in an accident my first race at Martinsville in 2016, and looking forward to getting back and redeeming myself. And as far as the goal, you know, go out there and run top 10 all day long.
Yeah.
Run solid and just be there at the end to take advantage of what's in front of us. And I think we can do it.
So if you're there at the end, coming down to the wire, you're in position.
Yeah.
Do you lay the old chrome horn to somebody? Move them up out of the way?
You know, hey, Denny Hamlin, Chase Elliott. at a place like Martinsville, you can't be afraid to be aggressive. And especially when it comes down to the end. I don't think I would be afraid to be aggressive.
Yeah,
for sure.
So we got one question here. I think a lot of people have asked this before, but how much does the simulator really help you prepare for these races?
Yeah, you know, it's unique. It's good to get the visuals out there and run some laps, and, you know, it's got the bumps, things like that. But realistically, it's not super realistic, so I don't think you can take what you learn on iRacing simulator
apply it
100%, but it's better than nothing for sure. And I'd much rather been in that real test with my teammates.
Yeah,
it's okay.
We got to run a hot lap, right?
With the truck.
Let's see. Is there a track, like a specific track that you want your first one to come? Would I mean? I'm sure you take it anywhere, right?
We'll take Martin.
Yeah. There you go. Let's see if we have any final questions here, guys.
Have you done iRacing at Eldora, for sure? It's fun.
We've had some fun with that, for sure.
It's cool having the boys over and run some laps, and it's cool. It's a good little competition.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thanks for tuning in, Facebook Live. Thanks for tuning in to another edition of the Eagle's Nest with Spencer Boyd. And it's always cool to have you on here, Josh. And Yeah, looking forward to the next race, Martinsville. Great partner, Easy Red, and can't thank all my partners enough for the opportunity. And it's fun to do the podcast with you guys, and looking forward to getting out to Martinsville Speedway.
Awesome. Good luck this weekend, buddy. We're excited. We're going to have a good time.
Thanks, buddy.